Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, and welcome to the Buckmaster Show for Tuesday, May 15th, 2012. The home of the Buckmaster Show is KVOI AM 1030, The Voice, and our simulcast partner, KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. We live stream the show on two websites, my website, buckmastershow.com, and the station's website, kvoi.com. And you can hear our program on one of three venues 24/7. Again, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, carrying our program, as does tucsoncitizen.com. And we are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We kick things off with a newsmaker interview with State Representative Steve Farley, commenting on the just-concluded 2012 Arizona legislative session. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman joins us for the Tuesday Money Maker Report. 30 minutes past the hour, we talk with Charlie Manalakis, the Green Party candidate for Congress in the special CD8 election on June 12th. And we'll wrap up the show with Linda Ray. Linda is the arts calendar editor of the Tucson Weekly. We'll be talking about the summer arts lineup. One thing you will not hear on the Buckmaster Show are political ads. Out of respect for the Buckmaster Show sponsors, we have created a political ad-free hour. You will still hear all of the candidates interviewed by me, but you just won't hear their ads. And we encourage you to be part of the conversation. Call us on the Buckmaster Show at 790-2040. And we start things off with Steve Farley. Representative Farley, how are you today?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, congratulations on your legislation that you sponsored, HB 2713. This is really important for people who are looking at the prospect of long-term care for themselves or loved ones.
It's vitally important. It's something where so many of us don't really know how we're going to pay for long-term care. And we're not necessarily aware of how important it is until one of our own loved ones gets sick. My mom passed away about a year ago last Thursday, and she had, for the last 3 years of her life, frontal temporal dementia, so she had to be in a long-term care facility. And there really aren't good options for paying for that. People think Medicare will cover it. Nope, they do not cover the long-term care at all. So it only comes down to, if you're a middle-class family, you've got to impoverish yourself in order to qualify for the state-run Alltex plan.
Yeah, what they call spending down to practically nothing.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. You basically divest yourself of all your assets, and then you've got nothing, and then the state has to pay for it, which increases the state deficits and the state budget problems. Or you impoverish yourself to try to pay for it yourself all along the way and hope that you don't run out of money before you still need the care. So this actually gives people an option to get a tax deduction on two things, either the buying a premium for long-term care insurance or setting up a health savings account for long-term care, in which you can fund that with your own money in a given year. And then you can deduct that money from your Arizona income taxes. So it's a tax break for middle-class families to deal with a problem that's going to become, what I've heard, a $500 billion problem nationally within about 30 years.
It's huge. It's a huge problem. And my own mother did suffer from Alzheimer's, and I certainly understand what you're talking about the whole thing about families basically going bankrupt over this issue.
Completely. And it was so gratifying to have the governor sign my bill the day after Mother's Day in particular. And that meant a lot to me and a lot of other Arizonans who have had mothers go through this and fathers go through this. It really is a breakthrough policy thing. I haven't seen anyone do this before. And if we're able to take this across the country and do this nationally so that there's a federal income tax deduction as well, that becomes a really powerful tool in which we can get a handle on this problem before it gets its hands around our national budget neck and our individual household budgets.
And you got both sides of the aisle to work on this, and that is something that you need to be commended for, because in a highly charged partisan environment that, as you well know, in your last 6 years up at the legislature. It's pretty difficult to get everybody on board, but this really didn't have a lot of opposition, did it?
Yeah, and that's one of the things. It's frustrating when you're up there how partisan things are. I hate that aspect of this job, and I try to do in my own work something that actually reaches out and finds common ground. So I had Republican co-sponsors on it. This is the first bill I've been creating a senior caucus, which hasn't existed before in the legislature, to deal with senior issues that has Republican members as well as Democratic members. And it came out of the House 60-0. It came out of the Senate 29-1, with Ron Gould being the only one voting against it, who votes against a lot of things. And then the governor signing it. It's something that I think both sides can see. And I contend that most issues we deal with should be this type of issue where you're just working together to do something good for all the citizens of Arizona.
To try to make everyone's lives better.
Right, not just the people who voted for you in your primary.
How do folks get more information about this? When does that take effect, that tax break?
It's going to take effect in August 2nd is the enactment date. I'll be having some events around town leading up to that. I've been working with the Pima Council on Aging and some of the banking institutions that are going to help offer these savings plan. So people can understand how to do it. In the meantime, it's HB 2713. If you're interested in reading legislation, you can go to the azleg.gov website. And there will be stories about this coming up in the media in the
next
few days.
And we'll talk with you about it, too, as we get closer to that date. Steve Farley is with us, state representative. Overall, your characterization of the legislative session?
Incredibly disappointing, but that, I guess, isn't surprising. There's a two-thirds majority that really was controlled by the Tea Party rather than sort of common sense stuff that would be better for everybody in Arizona. And we ended up with a budget that somehow found enough money to pay for a $138 million corporate tax cut, but not $7 million to pay for restoring 120,000 kids to kids care. I don't know how you can decide to put money in yet another tax cut on top of the $538 million tax cut they did a couple of years ago and still not cover kids' health in this state. I had an amendment on the floor of the budget to fully fund adult ed, GED, and literacy programs, which can be a huge, huge thing in somebody's life who has the courage to stand up and admit that they cannot read or write. To be able to, when you're able to help them become a contributing member of our economy and society, that's so important to invest in that up front. And they didn't find a way of doing that, but they would find a way of, for instance, building a 1,500 new private prison beds. And they have been bragging on the other side about $100 million restored to public education. Well, they cut $2 billion in the last 2 years. So $100 million back after $2 billion cut, when at the same time you're building 1,500 new prison beds is a problem, particularly private prisons. Because if you don't spend money on schools up front, you're going to have to spend money on prisons in the back end.
Let's go now to Dave on the Buckmaster Show live line. Dave has a question for State Representative Steve Farley. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I was wondering, does Steve Farley think it was a bit unfair for Ron Barber to decide to run for Congress in the fall election while him and many other Democrats were setting up this whole time?
Well, Ron is a good friend of mine, has been for a long time, and I think he honestly did not think he was going to run in the fall when he got into it. And the more he was into it and the more he saw the support happening and the better he felt out there on the campaign trail, he realized that he really had a great shot of making this happen for all of us. And I understood that. It's sometimes personally painful to not do it, but I think Ron will be an excellent congressman, and I'm willing to back off and wait until the future because there's a lot of work to be done in Arizona.
That's an interesting race, and there are all sorts of ramifications. If Kelly does eke out a victory, you wonder whether there will be other Republican opponents in the fall, because it's a slightly different makeup, isn't it, for the fall election?
It is. It gains about 3 or 4 points of Democratic performance. So if Jesse Kelly wins by maybe one, I'm not sure he's going to. But if he does, then that same election would mean that Ron Barber wins in the fall. So this whole year is uncharted territory politically for us all over the state, especially here in southern Arizona, and it's going to be interesting to watch.
Who wins in this new Arizona law that changes really the city election dates? This was something that was pushed by the Goldwater Institute, who, by the way, they're one of their litigation people. the heads of their litigation team will be our Friday focus interview. So who wins on this new law on changing city election dates?
It's not a lot of whole lot of people who win. It's basically big out-of-state businesses who may not want to pay the increased taxes for our school districts because it hurts their shareholder value. And the Goldwater Institute and other hard-right conservatives win. But our schools lose big time. When you think of all the bond elections that need to be held because we're not adequately funding our public schools and forcing them onto a ballot that is so crowded, it could end up being a 12, 15-page ballot.
And they will be at the end of the ballot.
And they'll be at the end of it.
Yeah.
So will people even ever get there? It could be devastating to our school finance system in this state alone. And when you think of other types of programs, whether our RTA process where we were able to create those thousands of jobs right now because in 2006 we voted for an election to be able to fund our transportation projects all over the region, that those types of projects will be put at risk. What happens if you need to enact some sort of special health district because of a public health outbreak? You have to wait 2 years to do it. It could be endangering public safety. There's a whole lot of bad things about this, but ultimately I think the law will be struck down because it violates the rights of charter cities, a right that was just reinforced a few months ago by the Arizona Supreme Court. So I mentioned that on the floor. It was ignored when she signed it. But I think it's another unconstitutional law that will go into court, of which there have been many.
Your own campaign, now you will be leaving the State House of Representatives and you will be going now for the State Senate.
I'm running for State Senate in District 9, which is the Catalina Foothills, Casas Adobes, the northern part of the old 28, and everything south of Oro Valley on the northwest side. I'm excited. There's a lot of great folks up in that district. I've been doing a lot of walking door to door. I just filed my maximum number of signatures for nomination, so I'm officially on the ballot. That's 1,220. And a lot of great support, people standing up and helping out, and I think it's going to be exciting. I'm actually helping all over the state for senatorial candidates for the Democratic Party so that we can actually take a different majority this year. And in that case, I will be running for Senate president, and then we can create some real change.
All right. Steve Farley, thank you very much for being with us. Congratulations on the tax break for those for long-term care insurance. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Steve Farley with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're pushing now 12:17. Shelley Fishman is coming up. Shelley, you have a smile on your face? No, he's got a big frown. The market's not been doing all that great. That's the Shelley Fishman Smile Index, which reflects the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Moneymaker Report coming up next.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
One of Broadway's biggest hits is on tour and coming soon. Disney and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins, live on stage. Variety raves Mary Poppins is the rare touring production that over-delivers at every level. And now is your chance to experience it.
Disney's Mary Poppins, May 16th through the 20th at the Tucson Music Hall. Tickets start at $29. Purchase tickets at BroadwayInTucson.com or call 1-800-745-3000.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, the man himself, Shelley Fishman, the man I would trust with my own money. And that's saying something, Shelley. How are you? And thank you very much for sitting in on Monday and Tuesday while Ann and I were looking for toucans and looking at the monkeys and all that stuff.
So welcome back and happy anniversary one more time. And thank you for letting me do that. That was just great.
The market, while I was away, I guess we could blame it on Bill Buckmaster leaving the country. And I kind of took a news holiday, Shelley Fishman. We didn't see a newspaper. We didn't watch TV. We didn't hear radio. So when I got back to the world, as they say, this past weekend, and I see that it's Europe again.
Well, the real answer is that the market was a little bit overbought. We moved too quickly, too high, too quickly. If you take a look at, for instance, what's different today from, say, what's different 2 weeks ago, the answer is really nothing. There's no new situations have popped up in this world that would indicate that markets should go down. Yeah, we had a little bit of a scare with a J.P. Morgan Chase. That kind of brought some vulnerability, especially into the financial sector. But, this market was retreating well before that happened. So I view it a little bit more, I guess, sanguinely, that this is just the normal ups and downs of the market. We said the volatility would return. It has returned. I'm not backing off my forecast. I think, we're going to wind up somewhere in the 13.3, 13.4 range for the end of the year. And on the way there, we're going to react or overreact to every little thing that happens in the world, because the gains we've made aren't solid. They're based upon, you know, some people getting in because they feel they need to and then getting out because they're scared to death. And then there's bottom fishing going on and short-term gains. So the market's got a lot of volatility kind of built into it right now.
So, yeah, the Greece situation built in. But I think the worry is this is the word contagion.
Yeah, that's the word people use.
That it would spread, that if Greece goes out of the euro, then there will be others.
Well, you know, there's a whole lot being written and talked about now, mostly as a result of the elections in Europe, in France, and in some of the state elections in Germany, and also the local elections in Great Britain. And all of those elections are moving to the left. They're moving toward more stimulus and less cutting back and hard-nosed kind of economic right-wing policies. Now, that's got some people a little bit frightened and concerned. At the same time, it should be noted that none of these changes are on the radical side. In other words, we don't have radical leftists or radical rightists in power, though they are screaming very loudly, and in Greece at least, they're preventing the formation of a new government.
So that will be something that investors will have to watch, and then that gets us back to why should we care as an investor in this country? And I guess I'll kind of answer my own question, then you can elaborate on it, that because many investors in this country have exposure to Europe.
Well, everybody has exposure to Europe, whether we know it or like it or not. Europe is still our largest trading partner. We are tied to Europe in so many ways. The bank systems are very much tied together and interdependent, though not as much as you'd think. The economics is so much a mood sport. It's about people's confidence. It's about how they feel about what's going to happen. It's about a propensity to spend and to create demand. And so in this very small world we live in today, where instantly if something happens in Europe or in China for that matter, you hear it on the news and you see it on your, you know, on whatever you're wearing on your belt.
Yeah.
Instantly, that contagion spreads. It doesn't even take a week. It doesn't take the time it takes for somebody to get on and off a jet plane. Mm-hmm. It's right there. So there's no way to break that world apart anymore. You know, we used to laugh about not being able to put Humpty Dumpty together again. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? You can't break it apart.
So what should the investor do at this point? With the portfolio, should any changes be necessary Europe?
No. The first thing you need to do, I think, is understand that in this kind of environment, if you are in it for the short term, by which I mean 10 years or less, you have to have a very defensive posture. You have to make sure that a very large percentage of your investment is in fixed income. Now, if the market goes up 30%, you're going to miss out on a lot of that. But if it goes down 30%, you're going to miss out on a lot of that too. Now, if you're 30, 35 years old, nothing changes. You really ought to remain invested in aggressive investments, because you're going to be able to live through the ups and downs. And at some point, we will return to normal. I truly believe, however, that if you're in your 50s or 60s, you've got to be very, very cautious. You need to be getting advice from a lot of people. And more I have people coming to me, and for a while this kind of dropped off, people whose 401ks or retirement plans are on autopilot. You know, they haven't looked at them since 2003. Well, come on, folks.
And they would be surprised, I think, if they did look
right
and talk to the people who have been managing those 401ks perhaps for them.
Right, right.
And see how much, case in point, how much cash perhaps is on the sidelines.
Well, a lot of people are in more cash than they should be, or more cash than they
and
think.
And if it's cash under the mattress, that's a
worse.
Little too conservative.
Right, but what happened is right after 2000, 2001, a lot of people got scared. They got out of things. And so over the past 10 years, their 401ks haven't grown. Or worse still, in 2007, 2008, on the downward side, they fled to cash and haven't come back. So they haven't had an opportunity to participate in the recovery. Your 401k has to be as aptly and subtly managed, if you will, as all of your other investments.
Shelley Fishman has been with us. It's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley's with us every Tuesday at this time. We strongly give Shelley our seal of our approval. Where can folks reach you?
795-7950 or on your website.
Buckmastershow.com. Sure. It's right there. There's a quick link to Shelley Fishman, and he's always available, folks. This man, I think he doesn't sleep 24/7.
I love what I do, Bill.
He'll answer your email anytime. Shell, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. UN observers in Syria have been caught up in that country's violence today. A roadside bomb struck UN vehicles just minutes after government troops opened fire on a funeral procession nearby. Authorities in Florida say three of the four children who were shot and killed by their mother early today had fled to a neighbor's house when they had been shot, but then returned home when their mother called them back. And at that point, she shot them again before taking her own life. The National Park Service has suspended indefinitely the mowing of grass at all national parks because of safety concerns. A maintenance worker who was cutting grass along the Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina fell to his death last week. On Wall Street, the Dow now down 77 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:34. This portion of the show is brought to you by Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. Adobe House Antiques. If you like antiques like I do, you will love this place. It's in a Jostler Design building at 2700 North Campbell, and they are, the phone number 325-9439. Stop by and say hello to the owner, Penny. She would love to hear from you. Coming up on May 23rd, the Arizona Daily Star and the Tucson Jewish Community Center will be hosting a Congressional District 8 debate with Democrat Ron Barber, Republican Jesse Kelly, and Green Party candidate Charlie Manalakis. That debate will start at 7 at the Jewish Community Center at 3800 East River Road. Doors open at 6:30. This will be the only public event. There'll be two debates. One will be a televised debate, and then there will be this event. KVOI and KAPR will be having the exclusive radio broadcast of the event, and yours truly will be the master of ceremonies. And one of the three candidates, Green Party candidate Charlie Manalakis, is with us right now. Charlie, how are you today?
Just fine. Thank you, Bill.
You're looking forward to the debates?
Oh, definitely. I'm up and ready for them. Yeah.
Why the Green Party candidate? We were talking briefly before we went on the air. You've been a Democrat in the past?
Yes, that's true.
And so why go with the Greens?
Well, I'll tell you, I really wanted to get into this race, and I saw by going under the Green Party banner, whose party I have a lot of respect for. I hold their concepts very highly and ideally, especially their concept of social justice. I was moved to come under their banner so I could get into this race. I'd have more time to talk with the people, and it'd be less arduous to obtaining signatures. And I related that to the Green Party, that I had done this. And most of them were very accepting of it. They said it's been done before, and they understand.
What is the foundation, Charlie, of your campaign? What issues?
Okay, the main issue I'm interested in is the issue of social justice. And where I'm going to concentrate my movement to help bring more social justice to this country is really in great need of at this time is by getting into the healthcare issue. I'm going to be moving for healthcare reform because I believe, just like Martin Luther King did, that the greatest social injustice is for people not to have healthcare to be denied healthcare. And I feel we've had a system of denial for much too long, and I want to move with that to bring healthcare to everyone.
Are you excited about the Occupy movement?
Yes, I am. I am, and I've been quite involved with that because I think it's a movement that's interested in standing up against broken promises, lies, and corruption. I feel that they do have leaders, and I believe I am one of those leaders, as many leaders within the movement.
Tell us a bit about who you are, Charlie Manalakis. Give us your background, if you can, in a nutshell.
Okay. I was born in Lowell, Massachusetts, about 40 miles from Boston. I lived on the Merrimack River. I had a Huckleberry Finn existence. I sailed down a river on a raft with a friend of mine and enjoyed all the beauty, the trees and the river and the sky. And
you grew up loving that area, didn't you?
Oh, I certainly did. It had a great effect on me to make me love nature and God's creation and to get involved in defending it and preserving it.
And then you moved west in the mid-70s.
Yes, I moved west. Moved to South Boston. That's the town Southie that's in the movie, the Good Will Hunting Country movie. And I'm from that town, coincidentally, so I think it's destiny that I'm in this race. But anyway, I went to that town, lived there, was very much involved in athletics, went into three major sports participating, and it happens to be the only high school in the country that has obtained first place in five major sports. From there, I went to University of Massachusetts, Boston. That is the most progressive university in the United States. At least when I was there, it was, from 67 to 74. There, I started moving for degrees, major work of studies to take into society, to take into my life, to try to be a better person, to come up from the low-income areas where I had come up from, and to be the best kind of person I could be. So in that process, I started the development of obtaining five degrees. The degrees were English, psychology.
You have 5 degrees?
I do, yes.
Okay, English,
yes.
Psychology.
Okay, English, psychology, social study, history, and education.
Wow.
And I purposely took those because I was so happy to have such a wonderful university to go to. I want to be celebrative of it and become a Renaissance man. And I thought it would do me a lot of good in life. And I found that out that it has. And I could take these courses of major study, and the work that I've been involved in with these courses of major study, teaching and counseling and recreational therapy and settlement house work, I could take these experiences into the arena in Washington, and I think I can do a lot of good of it, because whatever I'm looking at from five areas, five perspectives, from English, sociology,
etc. Yeah, from your five areas of interest.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about nuts and bolts here. If people vote for you and the Green Party candidate, they're taking votes away from the Republicans and the Democrats. So both of those parties would look at you as kind of the spoiler.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I don't know how they look at, they're going to look at it. I just feel I'm destined to be in this race, and I'm there. I almost lost my life to the healthcare system that exists here because people weren't doing the job because of the incompetence. If I wasn't blessed to have a nurse friend with me that night, I probably wouldn't be here talking with you right now.
You had a medical emergency?
I was being checked for problems, shortness of breath and breathing, and, mm-hmm. and anyway, it showed up okay at that time, no problem, but my blood pressure for some reason dropped really low, and the people weren't doing their job. They were talking and laughing and singing, and it's just a blessing that this nurse came in to me, a friend of mine, and got them to be doing their job.
So at that, after that point, you dedicated your life to trying to fix the health care.
Yes, system. Yeah. I became so moved. I said, listen, Lord, I know I've had a lot of great studies. I went to a great university. I've had a lot of great work experiences. I've done a lot of good things, but I don't feel I've done enough. I don't think I've used my skills and my gifts and my blessings enough. And since you did this wonderful thing for me, and since I saw your face looking over me as these people were working on me to save my life, thanks to my friend that was there, I'm gonna go into the political arena. I want to go in the political arena to serve you. And I will run against John McCain, and I will go into the Senate race. So I started doing that, but I got a late start. So that wasn't working very effectively. But it was looking good.
I remember you were going to run against McCain, weren't you?
Yeah. And so it was working very effectively. I was having a lot of response, good response. I even had good response from Jeff Rogers, the Democratic head of the party. He saw me coming in and interacting with the people and said, we've been waiting for somebody like you. And I told him that I challenged Senator McCain and John Kyle and Senator Colby in Green Valley one day and on the healthcare issue, and I had the floor for 15 to 20 minutes, and I certainly won the debate because they didn't have anything to say, and I got a standing ovation in their hall. At least some of the people gave me a standing ovation, but everybody applauded.
Charlie Manilakis, or Lakis, has been our guest here on the Buckmaster Show, and he is looking forward to the upcoming debate at the Jewish Community Center on May 23rd. I'll be there, Charlie. I'll see you there along with the two other candidates.
That's
and should be a good evening, a two-hour debate, and we'll get into a lot of issues. Uh-huh. And it's great seeing you. Thank you very much.
Great being here.
All right. Charlie Manilakis with us on the Buckmaster Show. Linda Ray is next from the Tucson Weekly. What a long calendar of events. If you think it's quiet usually in the summer, wait till you see this list. Stay with us.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
One of Broadway's biggest hits is on tour and coming soon. Disney and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins, live on stage. Variety raves Mary Poppins is the rare touring production that over-delivers at every level. And now is your chance to experience it.
Disney's Mary Poppins, May 16th through the 20th at the Tucson Music Hall. Tickets start at $29. Purchase tickets at BroadwayInTucson.com or call 1-800-745-3000.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Oh,
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's the Tuesday edition as we come up now on 1248. And the Buckmaster Show Arts Report is presented by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. Stop by and say hello to Moe and his family. They do great custom frame mirrors. They have art for your walls, picture framing, hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, Linda Ray of the Tucson Weekly. Linda, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having us. It's so much excitement to talk about.
I can't believe it. You know, we talk about the summer as being just kind of a downtime. Everything closes up. It's not true, as you well know, as you put together this very extensive calendar of events. You call it the Summer Survival Guide that will be coming out. When's that coming out in the
weekly?
It's
May 24th. It's next week. So we're excited for everyone to see it. You can't see it here, but it's 12 full pages.
Yes.
8.5 by 11, single-spaced. It just never ends.
And, you know, we can't get into, obviously, every one of the events, but you have broken it down into art, music. There's, if you wanted to characterize this summer, what can you say generally about what's going on this summer?
Well, I think it's the exciting thing to me is that there are things opening in the summer. In a lot of previous years, people will put something up in the spring and it stays up through the fall. This year, we have theater openings this summer. We have art openings in the summer. We have people like places like MoCA who are planning summer as if it were a season. They are, for instance, featuring performance art all summer long. So in addition to the films, which we love because they're indoors and air-conditioned, mm-hmm. we also have our museums, our art galleries, and our live theater companies treating summer as a season, opening new work for us all to see.
Yeah, I really like that. And you mentioned the museums. Tucson Museum of Art has a couple of really outstanding shows. And right. I'm going through your list here. I'm trying to find that one for the Tucson Museum of Art because that's one that I really do want to see. I think that's the Western Art.
It'll be under museum. Yes. It's yes. 100 years as part of our celebration.
I definitely want to go to that one.
Yeah. They have two... excellent. Well, they have two that are opening and one already up that's going to stay up through the summer from the permanent collections. These are the things that the museum brings out only on occasion when they don't have traveling shows. So it's really a thrill to see what they're coming up with. And the Western art is so appropriate for the centennial, too.
I found it. Tucson Collects is the name of the show. Spirit right. of the West, exhibit of Western art from private collections, and 100
yeah.
years, 100 ranchers. This is a collection of photographs by Scott Baxter, and that's for the Arizona Centennial. That show opens June 16th. Will run through the whole summer, September 23rd. But there's a lot of art things going on. Davis Dominguez Gallery, they're continuing with the Small Things Considered show. That's that Small Works Invitational.
Right. And then they're doing, in the middle of the summer, they're opening another show, and alongside it, they will have selected works from the Small Things.
So I mean, there's lots of things going on with the arts. What about kids' activities?
Oh, that's it. Those are so fun to do because everyone's looking for something to do with the children in the summertime. And some of the fun things are happening at the Pima County Parks Department. They have a couple of really low-cost camp sessions. They have a camp, for instance, it's a camp-like thing at Agua Caliente Park where kids can learn about archaeology. And, of course, there's so much of it around, and particularly in that area, everywhere in Tucson around water. There's a lot to do. Outdoor Family Day. There's a Lion Cub birthday party at
cool.
Reed Park Zoo. Little fun things. Harry and the Potters. It's going to be a big Harry Potter celebration, as there was last year at Hotel Congress, hosted by the library. And there's going to be wizard chess, which is fun. It's full-size, human-sized chess. The Sonoran Desert Kids Club is going to take a field trip to the zoo. There's an aquatic adventures at Agua Caliente Park where they talk about waterborne animals and so on. Stuff for teens, movies and popcorn, young people's concerts. Anyway, it's pick
lots
up the weekly if you don't
so
mind.
All you moms and dads out there, there's going to be a lot of activities for you and the kids. I always like being – coming back from Costa Rica, Linda, and of course the wonderful birds that I saw down there. I mean, the toucans and all the parrots flying everywhere. It's just really, I mean, the birders. We have wonderful birds here, and I'm looking, you have an outdoors section. There's mm-hmm. some fun activities, a Honeybee Canyon Park bird walking event up in Oro Valley. I think that one is very close. That's Saturday, June the 9th. You have Wake Up with the Birds at Agua right. Caliente Park.
We have fee-free days in the summer, too, two or three different days that Saguaro National Park and the other federal parks are open. I like this beginner bird walk, which you see here, and we have that in almost every issue, but I think it's an important place to start. People who are from out of town or young children want to learn about what a rich bird community we have here.
That,
people come from all over the world.
That's an excellent one. I'm glad you brought that up because that facility, what's known as the Mason Audubon Center is really a nice property. This is the Tucson Audubon Society hosts this event, and I guess they own that property. We mm-hmm. should say that's going to be every Saturday. That's
it
wonderful.
It is every Saturday year-round, but I put it in there because it's the
yes.
time that people might be looking for new things to do.
And if you're wondering where that Audubon Center is, it's 8751 North Thornydale Road. And again, that's the free every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., a wonderful introduction to the birds. This is the Buckmaster Arts Report, brought to you by Moe's Gallery, moesgallery.com. Linda Ray is with us from the Tucson Weekly, and she has put together this really massive, if you're ever going to pick up an issue of the Tucson Weekly, I strongly recommend that you pick up the Summer Survival Guide, because you really go into a lot of different areas. We have not talked about music and theater. Theater activities
there's
going
on? Just one or two little special events. I know I'm jumping around.
No, go ahead.
But I wanted to tell everybody about the Dragon Boat Festival at the Chinese Cultural Center. They have begun offering wonderful cultural events and opening the public up there. And the Dragon Boat Festival is this beautiful tradition where they make boats and they raise these boats in a great big tank. And if you can either bring your own boat if that happens to be a family tradition.
When is that, Linda?
You can go get one. That one is
at the Chinese
Cultural
Center.
Yeah, it's June 23rd, Saturday, June 23rd.
I remember when they opened that facility right. a few years ago. It looked like a beautiful facility, and now they're cranking up for some activities that are open to everybody.
Right. Yeah.
So that was one. You said there was
right.
another one.
Well,
you
there's another
to mention?
One. It's the Tucson Refugee Fest. It's at Macarena Indoor Sports Arena, and it also is June 23rd. But there's going to be a soccer tournament. A number of people are going to be brought into citizenship at a ceremony on that day. And there'll be a global talent show and entertainment and games from all over the world. So
hey, I've got one for
fun.
You for all of our gardening friends, including yours truly and Rosemary Brandt, our wonderful producer. We love to garden. Tucson Botanical Gardens over there on North Alvernon. I like this. Gardens open for dogs. Cool nights. That is going to be a fun event. Let's see. This is going to be dogs admitted from 7 to 8:30 in the morning every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. And then every Thursday night there's going to be, or I think it's one. I'm not on that.
Yeah,
Sunday.
I'm. Okay. That one is every Tuesday from June 6th through August 27th. And then the gardens are open in the evening from 5 to 8 on Friday evenings, June 22nd, July 27th, August 24th. That would be a lot of fun.
Do you know what else is going to be a lot of fun? Is the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum is going to be open every Saturday, and they have a different program every Saturday night for the family.
So that would be a fun activity as well. And again, let's see, I wanted to talk about a little bit. There's, you've got in here, we've talked a little bit about the museums. There's literature events, readings. Go ahead.
The Comedy Playhouse. Remember we talked about how there were theater events opening in the summer. The Comedy Playhouse has theater events opening all summer long. They have 1, 2, 3. Maybe 5. I can't count through this whole listing right now, but it's very fun. They've taken mystery writers and they've created mm-hmm. readings and plays around those, and they have a presentation almost every week. And then in the middle of it all, they have, well, for instance, the mystery genius of Sax Rohmer's Dr. Fu Manchu. Oh, okay. Just, doesn't that sound like fun?
It does. And readings at Antigone Books. Antigone, our friends on North 4th Avenue. I know people are kind of trying, are have been avoiding some of those areas, but please don't avoid because of the construction going on. Antigone is going to have readings every Friday evening at 7 o'clock, and this is free, and there'll be a Q&A and refreshments served, so that's a good event.
Laughs Comedy Club, starting, let me look, June 23rd. They're going to have a comedy survivor competition every Thursday night. Every Thursday night they're going
last
to have
last man comics or woman exactly. comic standing by the time we get through the summer. Who knows who that'll be?
All summer long. And the winner is going to get a cash award and their own show at Laughs.
Cool.
So
lots of things going on. We haven't really talked about music. We've got the Arizona Folklore Preserve in Ramsey Canyon for our friends who listen to us in Cochise County in Hereford.
That's great bird watching.
Yeah, great birding down there. Fox Tucson Theater, they've got a bunch of things going on too this summer. Roger McGuinn, our friend who is one of the original founding members of the Byrds, one of my all-time favorite groups. He is going to be at the Fox on Saturday, June 16th, 7:30 in the evening. And I'm sure he'll play Mr. Tambourine Man. Linda, I can't believe it. We could probably spend an hour or more talking about that, but we are out of time. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
And again, that issue hits the stands when?
A week from this Thursday on May 24th.
All right. The Monday, or I should say our arts segment on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Also, the Buckmaster Show brought to you in part by our friends at Splendido. Check them out at SplendidoTucson.com, a true continuing care retirement community. And our show brought to you by Flowers, Rieger & Associates, certified public accountants. That'll do it for the Tuesday edition. We'll be back with you tomorrow on Wednesday. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.